And it's been a dramatic rise for Brett Young. His single, In Case You Didn't Know, is now number 2 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. But not long ago, even country fans probably hadn't heard of him. He's now on tour with his debut studio album, and Brett Young joins us from Tampa. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And let's start with the song that if people have heard of you, they've probably heard this song. This is In Case You Didn't Know. So tell us what this song is about, first of all.
Well, I think most guys can relate to being bad at expressing their feelings. And this one came about kind of funny for us because it was originally a conversation that we were having about one of the other writers, Trent Tomlinson, and something that him and his mom had when he was a kid, where every time he'd leave the house, she'd stop him on his way out the door and say, "Hey, Trent, in case you didn't know, I love you." We thought, how sweet is that, right? But also, we probably don't want to write a song about your mom. So let's try to figure out how we're going to twist that. And I think that was the common thread that we could all kind of relate to was, you know, being men and being bad at expressing our feelings. And you know, for the most part, it's not even that we don't want to say the things that women need to hear. We're just bad at it, and we're aware of that.
So, well, you're the one singing it. I mean, have you had that experience?
You know, as a songwriter, I think I tend to be a little bit more on the like emotional side as far as men go. But yeah, I do. I think that men and women are wired very differently, and you know, you can very innocently and unintentionally you know, omit things that you know the other party needs to hear. And yeah, I'm sure I've been on that end of it.
We've read that you didn't necessarily think you would be a musician. You were more into baseball. You were a pitcher in college. What happened? How did you get into this line of work?
Yeah, no, baseball was a big part of most of my life. But I think growing up in the church and listening to music and playing music, just kind of because that's what you did growing up in church and in Christian school, it was always kind of a part of me. But baseball was the biggest part of me. And it took, you know, a career-ending elbow injury in college for me to have to kind of, you know, put life back in focus and figure out what it was that was going to make me happy. And it was when I hurt myself, there's a large amount of depression that goes along with, you know, a career-ending injury like that when you think it's going to be your whole life. And music just at the very beginning of it all became kind of an outlet for that.
So even before that, were you a fan of country music?
I was. The first country song that ever really pulled me into the genre was Tim McGraw, "Don't Take the Girl." The only reason I even heard that is because I have an older sister and I was being an annoying little brother who had the front seat and control of the radio one day. And she didn't like country music at the time. And the only way, you know, I could bother her because she was busy back there kicking the back of my chair to bother me was to blast some country radio. And I thought I was doing it to bother her, but the joke was on me because Don't Take the Girl came on and I fell in love. And I think that was like 93. And so I've been a country music fan ever since.
I go through country music phases here and there. And of course, every time I ever go to Nashville, I've got to be playing country music in the car. But you're from California.
Yeah. You know, I was one of the first one of my friends to find country music. And I got a little bit made fun of for it, you know, back then. But it was interesting to be, you know, going to the beach and surfing every day and then driving home and listening to country music. But that was kind of my jam.
Now, you have your guitar with you.
I do.
And can you play something for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of my favorite songs off of this record is the last one. And I think it's maybe one of the saddest songs on the record, too. So I apologize for that. But it's a song called Mercy.
Mercy, why you gotta show up looking so good just to hurt me? And why you wanna stop this whole damn world from turning? Mercy, why you hanging on so tight if this ain't working? And why you wanna stop this flame if it's still burning? It's still burning. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it, or make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. If you go out tonight and get drunk and lonely, wind up home alone, please don't call me and say you miss me, no. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it, but make this fast. If you ever love me, have mercy. Whoa, whoa, have mercy. If you're gonna break my heart, just break it. If you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. Oh, if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it, take it. If you made up your mind, then make it, make this fast. If you ever love me, if you ever love me, have mercy. Oh, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy.
Wow, thank you so much. Brett Young doing Mercy right there. Now, why is that the last song on the album?
You know, I always feel like as a music consumer, I always want that, like, that kind of slow, stripped down personal song to close out the record just when I'm the one listening. And so we put it there on purpose for that reason. But also, that song wasn't going to make the record. We had 11 songs already completely picked out. We had put out originally a 6-song EP. And when we went to finish the record, we found out that there's just a thing with iTunes where when you put out the rest of the record, it has to be at least twice as long as the EP. And it was like a very happy accident because wow. In the 11th hour, I got to sneak my favorite song onto the record because of a technicality. And so it was not only the last one to make the record. Also, I just wanted to put that really personal song, that stripped down one at the end.
I noticed you got a Get Drunk reference in there. Is that a rule in country music that there has to be some reference to beer or getting drunk?
You know, that seems to be everywhere, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
I realize in country music, we probably are the quickest to talk about that. But I think, you know, in heartbreak, that I think that's pretty universal in terms of in life, you know? And so I think country's really comfortable to say it, but I think everybody can relate.
Well, you've also said that you want to make music that parents and kids can both listen to, that's mature without being offensive. Why do you think that's so important?
I just decided, regardless of what, you know, what it was that I did for a living, if I ever was in the public eye, that I wanted to be one of those people that, you know, specifically with music, where, you know, a mom might have a 13-year-old daughter and wants to go to a country music show but doesn't have to leave her daughter at home because she's uncomfortable about the content. You know, I just never understood why lines had to be blurred in order to get messages across.
Do you remember the first show that you went to?
I do. My very first concert ever was Boys to Men and Mariah Carey.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Boys to Men was and still are some of my favorite singers.
Huh. You sound nothing like Boys to Men.
No, I certainly don't.
Do you try to take anything from them?
You know, I do think that there's, you know, in my house growing up, my parents were big fans of soul music, you know, so I listened to a lot of, you know, Smokey Robinson or, you know, Gary Puckett in the Union Gap or, you know, Sam Cooke and things like that. And some of those have spilled over into my style of singing.
Let me ask you one more question. I mean, your song, in case you didn't know, is now right up at the top of the Billboard country charts. What's been the most unbelievable moment for you of all of this success you've had?
You know, for me, the coolest thing is to have a song not only that you perform as an artist and that's on your record and that you've sent to radio, but a song that you wrote as well, to have that sung back to you when you're on stage. And the coolest time that that's happened was when I got to go back and play my hometown. A couple months back, we played the Hollywood Bowl. And that was a huge bucket list venue for me.
It's a great venue.
It's just incredible. I grew up going to concerts there. And so to walk out as the first of three and have it be full was already incredible. But then to have all my friends and family and my hometown crowd singing one of my songs back to me, I think that was the coolest experience I've had so far. I would be lying if I said
that I could live this life without you, even though... That's Brett Young. His new self-titled album is out now. He's also on tour. You can learn more at hereandnow.org. Brett Young, great pleasure having you. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.